This is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. High atmospheric water vapor might partly explain short-term trends in global temperatures. You know, the little zags and zigs seen in those temperature graphs illustrating global warming. A puzzling 10% drop in high water vapor over the past decade might partly explain why global temperatures have remained roughly the same then, scientists reported recently in the journal Nature. An increase in high water vapor might have also helped boost warming from 1980 to 2000, the study asserts. Closer to Earth, it's long been known that higher levels of atmospheric carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases trap heat, warming air. The air then holds more water vapor, which traps and radiates much more heat, warming the planet more. So, a push from human emissions makes water vapor the main global warming gas in the atmosphere. Has global warming stopped? Not really. Global warming models predict that global temperatures can stabilize for up to 15 years. Other scientists note that sunspot cycles and ocean temperature cycles, such as El Niño, could also affect the warming rate. What hasn't changed, though, is that a long-term rise in greenhouse gases over the past few centuries is likely behind much climate change already. And as those gases increase, so will climate change. For more, Google in quotes, Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.